Jane Austen. I can say, without exaggeration, this is the finest coaster I have ever owned. Dorothy Parker. It's life that matters, nothing but life. The process of discovering, the everlasting and perpetual process, not the discovery itself at all. That and this book. This book is nice too. Dostoevsky. Who let you in here? Stephen King. I seem to have lost my coat. William Shakespeare. You don't even know these people in your blurbs. Most of them are dead, and Stephen King is probably going to press charges. We are really going to need to increase your visits. My current shrink. This is where I was going to put a simple Mary Oliver quote, but instead I decided to replace that with an idea that I had for the cover of this book because I'm pretty sure it's never going to be accepted and I don't want it to go to waste. You probably can't see it since this is an audiobook, but maybe it will make it somewhere on it, or I'll send you a PDF, whatever, email me. But basically, it is half of a raccoon face. And the great thing about this cover is that when you're holding the book up to read it, it looks like the bottom of your face has been replaced by an ecstatic raccoon smile. That way you look friendly and also terrifying to anyone passing by, which is nice because then people won't bother you when you're reading. In fact, you can take that page and glue photocopies of it on the covers of all your other books because it's like a subtle do not disturb sign. People may think you're a slow reader after a few years of this, but it's worth it for the uninterrupted peace and the added joy of being half a raccoon. If you disagree, then this is probably the wrong book for you. You've been warned. A series of unfortunate disclaimers. No, I insist you stop right now. Still here? Awesome. Now you're not allowed to blame me for anything in this book because I told you to stop. And you just kept going. You're like Bluebeard's wife when she found all those heads in the closet, spoiler alert. But personally, I think that's a good thing. Ignoring the severed human heads in the closet doesn't make for a good relationship. It makes for an unsanitary closet and possible accessory charges. You have to confront those decapitated heads because you can't grow without acknowledging that we are all made up from the weirdness that we try to hide from the rest of the world. Everyone has human heads in their closet. Sometimes the heads are secrets, or unsaid confessions, or quiet fears. This book is one of those severed heads. You were holding my severed head in your hands. This is a bad analogy, but in my defense, I did tell you to stop. I don't want to blame the victim, but at this point, we're in this together. Everything in this book is mostly true, but some details have been changed to protect the guilty. And I know it's usually about protecting the innocent, but why would they need protection? They're innocent. And also, they're not nearly as fun to write about as the guilty, who always have more fascinating stories and who make you feel better about yourself by comparison. This is a funny book about living with mental illness. It sounds like a terrible combination, but personally, I'm mentally ill, and some of the most hysterical people I know are as well. So if you don't like the book, maybe you're just not crazy enough to enjoy it. Either way, you win. A note from the author. Dear reader, right now, you're holding this book in your hands and wondering if it's worth listening to this. It's probably not, but there's a $25 bill hidden in the binding, so you should just buy it quickly before the clerk notices. You are welcome. A small footnote here. My editor insists that I clarify that there isn't actually a $25 bill hidden in this book, which is sort of ridiculous to have to explain. First of all, because this is an audiobook, so it's not a real book. And secondly, because there's no such thing as a $25 bill. If you bought this book thinking that you were going to find a $25 bill inside, then I think you really just paid for a worthwhile lesson. And that lesson is, don't sell your cow for magic beans. There was another book that explained this same concept many years ago, but I think my cribbed example is much more exciting. It's like the 50 Shades of Grey version of Jack and the Beanstalk, but with fewer anal beads or beanstalks. Furiously Happy is the name of this book. It's also a little something that saved my life. My grandmother used to say, into everyone's life, a little rain must fall. Rain, assholes, and assorted bullshit. I'm paraphrasing, but she was right. We all get our share of tragedy or insanity or drama, but it's what we do with that horror that makes all the difference. I learned this firsthand a few years ago when I fell into a severe bout of depression.